Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Krisus Daf Yod Beis, Krisus 12. And today's Daf Yomi, we begin with the sugya that started on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, on 11b, with the beginning of the third chapter of Krisus, which is called the chapter of Amru Lo. And in the earlier two chapters, the Gemara was discussing the types of offerings that a person brings for different sins. And this chapter is continuing that. As the first Mishnah of this chapter discusses a person who has to bring an offering on the basis of what somebody else says. So with respect to an individual chatas, the Torah says that if a person commits a sin accidentally and they know that they sinned, they have to bring a korban chatas. And so therefore we see that the verse states with respect to if he knows about the sin. So we see that a person is not obligated to bring a sin offering, a chatas, unless he knows for certain that he sinned. But let's say he's not sure if he sinned. So if he's not sure if he sinned, he brings what's called an asham toy, which is, asham is a guilt offering that's toy, where he's not sure if he sinned. And this is stated, the laws of this are stated in Vayikra chapter 5, verses 17 and 18, where it says, "Hem nefesh ki sechatava asta achas min kol mitzvos Hashem asher lo tasan." You do one of the things you're not supposed to do. V'lo yada. The asham v'nasavano, he's not sure about his sin offering. He's not sure if he's guilty, and he bears an iniquity. So what does he do if he's not sure? So then he has to bring an aisle, a ram, a male sheep, as an offering. So that is the law of the asham taloi. So our Mishnah, back on 11b, is going to discuss these laws. So says the Mishnah, amru lo achal tachev. Let's say they said to a person, you ate this forbidden food, you ate this forbidden fat, but he himself doesn't remember that he ate that fat. So that's going to be considered as though, since one person, even one witness, is telling him that he ate this forbidden fat, that's going to be considered enough for him to bring a chatos. He has to bring a sin offering, maybe chatos, because we assume that that one person is correct. Let's say, says our Mishnah, eid omer achal. Let's say one witness says he ate the forbidden fat, the eid omer lo achal, and another witness says he did not eat it. Or Isha Omeres, a woman says that he ate it, but Isha Omeres Alachal, and another woman says he didn't eat it. So under those circumstances, since we're not sure if he ate it or not, therefore under those circumstances, he brings what's called an Asham Tawai, maybe Asham Tawai, because he doesn't know if he did a sin. And since he doesn't know if he did the sin, he can't bring the Chatas. But if one person said it and he doesn't refute it, indeed he brings the Chatas. Let's say Eid Omer Achal. Let's say one witness says, you ate this forbidden fat, but he says, no, I did not eat it. Well, under those circumstances, since he refutes the witness, he doesn't bring it. So then the next case is, Shnayim Omrim Achal. Two people said he ate the forbidden fat, whereas he says, Lo Achalti, I didn't eat it. Rabbi Meir, under those circumstances, says you have to bring the chatos because there are two witnesses that say he ate it. So he has to bring it as though he actually did it. And Amar Rabbi Meir, may view Shnayim with a Misa Chamur. Two people can put him to death, for sure they could just require him to bring the sin offering. And they said no. The Chachamim responded, no, it's different, because if he would admit that he did this intentionally, he wouldn't actually have to bring an offering. So this case is different. Our Gemara discusses this on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, let's deal with the situation biblically. How do we know that, biblically speaking, that if one witness testifies that he ate the forbidden fat and he doesn't refute that one witness, how do we know that he has to bring a korban chatos? What's our source for that? So the Gemara says, this is based upon a braisa with respect, which says that it states in the verse of Leviticus 4:28, if he knows about his sin. And so we see from here, only if he knows about his sin, he has to bring a sin offering. The braisa says this means, but not if other people tell him about his sin. Under those circumstances, he would be exempt. I might think that this is the case, even if he does not refute them, but he's quiet, I might think that he's exempt under those circumstances, even though one witness told him, Talmud Lomar, Ohodalav Mikol Makom. Or he knows about it, which means Mikol Makom, that even in a circumstance where he knows about the matter and he doesn't refute it, he's obligated to bring a korban, even if the knowledge comes from somebody else. And that's the case of our Mishnah. So says our Gemara, B'maya Skinan, what are we talking about when we say that if somebody else tells him about this situation, he needs to bring a sin? sin, you aim up a train, even if it's, if you want to say that our pasuk is referring to where two people tell him, train vayim machish and cry by. Why would we need a verse to tell us that if two people tell you about your sin, then indeed you have to bring a korban chatas? It's obvious. There's two witnesses. Of course you'd have to bring it. So says our Gemara on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, it must be Elav Bechad. It must be that we're talking about where there's one witness. V'katani, and our Brais is telling us, ki ein machishin mehemen, that if he doesn't refute them, if there's one witness and he doesn't refute them, and then we believe this one witness, and he doesn't, that's what our Gemara is saying, Shema Amina. And it means to say, even if he doesn't have to express his opposition, even verbally, that we say the Rishonim, that even if he expresses it just through silence, that's by not opposing it. If one person comes forward and says, you've sinned, and he doesn't oppose it, then we believe this person. And so we can have a situation where a person is unaware that he's sinned, and one person comes forward and says, indeed, you have sinned, and he has to bring a korban chatas, a sin offering. Generally speaking, we would have thought that we would require two witnesses. No, but under this circumstance, as long as there's one witness saying you've sinned, and you don't refute it, you don't say no, you don't say anything, you say, I don't know if I sinned, since there's one witness, under those circumstances, you have to bring a korban chatas.